is the last in our series on some past Christadelphian hymn writers and composers by Brother Stuart Cowlishaw. And this evening we'll be considering Brother Benjamin Warrender and Brother Harold Musson Williams. Benjamin Warrender. Benjamin's father was born in Cannock in 1827, and Benjamin in Smethwick in 1849. He married Eliza in 1869 or 1870, and they had at least five children, the eldest being Benjamin Elbert. He was baptised in 1871 and known by his second name, Elbert. The names of the other children were Lillian Eliza, Ellen Chapham, George Harry and Walter. In 1878, Benjamin heard Brother Robert Ashcroft lecture in the Briarley Hill Town Hall, and the next year he and Eliza were baptised into the saving name of Jesus. At first they were in the Briarley Hill Ecclesia, but moved to the Birmingham Temperance Hall Ecclesia by 1882, when Benjamin is listed as the assistant leader of song, a post he held until 1893. During the period 1891 to 1896, Benjamin and Eliza witnessed the baptism of all five of their children. Benjamin was probably also present at Cannock in 1890, when his father, William Warrender, was immersed. Brother Benjamin was a presiding brother for 38 years and also served as a managing brother from 1901 onwards. He was a popular speaker as far afield as South Wales, Lancashire and Lincolnshire. In 1897, when he was about 48 years old, he was one of the party of 12 who cycled to Hereford, where he gave two lectures. He conducted many funeral services during his 52 years as a brother in Christ. Over the years, he had many poems published in the Christadelphian magazine, and his hymn, Father Whose Depths of Love Unknown, was included by C.C. Walker in the 1932 hymn book. Ever since then, it's been a favourite for singing at baptismal services. Sister Eliza died in 1927 after a long illness, having been married for 57 years. After a short stay in hospital, Brother Benjamin followed her to the grave in 1931, aged 82, to await the trumpet call and resurrection. And here is a poem by Brother Benjamin Warrender, which was published in the Christadelphian in 1929. Songs of Deliverance, based on Psalm 32, verse 7. Songs of deliverance compass him about, whose faith in Israel's God knows no surcease, whose hope in love, unfaltering and devout, blossom in joy of heart and perfect peace. The world renouncing, he's blessed thrice. Sweet thoughts of angel guides his bosom cheer. By faith he breathes soft airs of paradise, its distant music greets his inward ear. Even in waking moments of the night, when sleep eludes the pilgrim's couch of rest, are given songs of solace and delight, to gild the gloom for saints by care oppressed. Their hearts all sacred harmonies enshrine, soft from afar the music seems to steal, which yet will thrill with power and life divine when dawns the day God's promises reveal. The final hymn writer that we'll consider and that's written about in this little booklet is Brother Harold Musson Williams. Edward Williams was baptised in Tamworth in 1881. 2 years later, he and his wife Sarah had a son, Harold. He was baptised in 1901, and soon after left Dublin on a year's learning expedition, mainly to do with music. In 1910, he married Sister Bertha Garbutt of the Birmingham Temperance Hall Ecclesia, and soon after this, he became a member there. They had two children, Beryl and Edward, both of whom were later baptised. Brother Williams launched himself on a career that led to the position of company secretary and director, although he could have made a good living as a teacher of music. In his ecclesia, he was soon appointed a vice president of their Mutual Improvement Society and spoke once or twice a year at the Bible class from 1931 to 1942. In 1920, he became assistant treasurer under Brother B. Walker, whom he replaced in 1944. Brother Williams represented his ecclesia on a number of ad hoc committees dealing with the proposals for reunion. He had a great love for music and became an ecclesia organist when he was quite young. He became a pupil of Dr. G. D. Cunningham, the city organist, and was allowed to play the great organ in the town hall in about 1925. In 1928, at an ALS fraternal, he entertained about 1,500 with a recital on this organ. He also gave recitals on it at the 1934 Easter Gathering and the 1937 Whitsuntide Gathering. On this latter occasion, 2,600 brethren and sisters heard him, and Brother Harold Doricott played as well. He also gave recitals at the 1939 Oldbury Fraternal and at another Whitsuntide Gathering in 1954. He had a good knowledge of harmony and was largely responsible for editing the music used for the 1932 hymn book, produced by his great friend, Brother C.C. Walker. He organised a choral class to practice singing the new tunes in this hymn book. For it, he arranged the tune Evening from Mendelssohn's finale of his sixth organ sonata, Warte Unser, to fit the words of the hymn, The Evening and Morning We See the Lord Making, by Brother Walker. Brother Williams was probably responsible for the tune Dayspring, in which two tunes were incorporated to fit the words of the hymn, Lord Jesus Come for Here, possibly written by a brother or sister for the 1874 hymn book. He also composed a tune, Exaltation, to fit the words, When shall we join our cheerful songs? Originally, Come Let Us Join, by Isaac Watts. This tune was omitted from the 1964 hymn book, and the two eight-line verses made into four verses. In an article in 1951, Brother Williams explained the reason for reintroducing the marks of expression into a new edition of the 1932 hymn book. Similar marks were also used in the 1952 youth hymnal, for which he composed the tune Ransom to fit the words of the hymn Angels Over the Sleeping Earth, written by Sister Catherine MacDonald. For that book, he also composed the tune Anatole, for the words of Isaac Watts's hymn, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. Three of the above tunes were used in the 1964 hymn book, for numbers 127, 206 and 291, but his marks of expression were left out. Other compositions of his seem not to have survived. The untimely death of his sister Bertha occurred in 1941, and Brother Howard went to live with his sister Muriel during the bombing raids on Birmingham, and he remained with his sister until his death in 1969 at the age of 77. The tunes in the 1964 hymn book for numbers 127, 206 and 291 have the following words. Hymn number 127 is the hymn Angels Over Sleeping Earth Sang Their Praise at Jesus' Birth. Hymn 206 started with the words, Lord Jesus, come, for here our paths through wiles are laid. We watch as for the day spring near amid the breaking shade. And hymn number 291 is the words, The evening and morning we saw the Lord making, and darkness is chased from the face of the deep. Brother Cowley-Shaw provides a little note at the end of his booklet, in which he says that contributors to earlier hymn books, 1874-1903 and later editions of the 1874 book with additional hymns, Sunday school hymn books, the youth hymnal, Sing Hosannas 1 to 4, hymn books in other languages and those produced by other fellowships are not yet fully known. Research continues and information will be gratefully received. There is also a body of hymns, anthems and songs by some of those named above, which is being slowly collected. Much of it has never been seen by any but family and close friends.